I don't know. What's wrong?
Stay tuned for Paratalk Radio with Ted Wolf and Psychic Cindy on paratalkradio.com, a member of the WLFE digital broadcast family.
No. In a small hollow in North Carolina, there have been several Bigfoot sightings.
Hunters may need to be on the lookout for something other than deer when they hit the woods this week.
He hadn't been spotted recently, but according to these pictures, the legendary Mothman is back.
The number of UFO sightings is soaring tenfold over the past 25 years.
Now, she's not talking about people. She is talking about ghosts hanging around what some say is a real-life haunted house.
You're listening to Paratalk Radio with Ted Wolf and Psychic Cindy on paratalkradio.com, a member of the WLFE digital broadcast family. Paratalk Radio is your one stop for all things paranormal, the unknown, and the supernatural. Join us every Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central for discussions and guests on topics such as ghosts, hauntings, Bigfoot, UFOs, and more. This broadcast is rated M for mature and is intended for listeners over 16. The topics, views, and opinions expressed on our show may not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of Paratalk Radio, our hosts, or our sponsors. Now, live from J-Wolf Production Studio in Ontario, New York, here are your hosts, Ted and Cindy.
Hi, everybody. My mic isn't right. I'm not right. Did you notice I did it backwards?
Did you?
I did. Instead of this way, I did it that way.
You have a lot of people over here already.
I do. Sure. Yeah. Let me see my peeps.
All right.
Hey, Adam. Hey, Heather. Hi, Kathy. Hi, Helen. Hi, Romy. I can hear him.
Romy the homie.
Hi, John. Hi, Teddy.
Homie, don't play that truth.
Let's see, what else do we have here? Where are we? Do. Yeah, I was doing my makeup because I know somebody's going to say something. Hey, Teresa. Hi, Christina.
Hey, Ren.
Hey, Ren. Hey, Brendan. Nobody said anything.
Okay, you guys, take the poll at the bottom of the video screen there. There's the poll.
Oh, yes. Look at that Dracula's castle.
I know, it's 67%.
And everybody's like, screw the Queen Mary.
But if you had to choose one out of...
Yeah, because look at these. Okay,
can I read the question here?
Yeah.
All right. If you had to choose one out of three places to investigate, which would be your choice? A is Queen Mary, B is Dracula's castle, and C is the Aztec ruins. And so far, oh my goodness, look at that. Dracula's castle's at 45%.
Aztec ruins are 36%, and Queen Mary has gotten on the board with
18%. Awesome. This is great.
Mm-hmm. I should go on and do it.
You should?
I'm gonna.
Should you?
Yeah, I'm gonna.
I want to... Do we hear anything? I don't know what that is.
What are we supposed to be hearing?
I don't know. I'm just putting that on mute because I have no idea what that is. That 1111111.
See if somebody's there.
I did. Oh. I think it's us. But there's nobody there.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Oh. Okay, that is
there
somebody.
Is somebody.
I'm like, who the hell?
I was like, I think it's somebody. Thank God it has psychic ability.
Russell Ryan's on here saying, yeah, ask women.
How's it going, Ted and Cindy?
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great tonight. How are you guys?
My goodness. I am doing great. I want to explain something because I don't want everybody just thinking I was just late frivolously tonight.
Oh, okay.
I did get here at 5 of with my hands quite full because I love my guys here, And I have been craving some food. And so I'm like, oh, I'm going to make it for him. So I bought all the ingredients on Saturday, I think it was.
See,
so
Russell, you're
going to
regret this that you're not here because she made something awesome.
Russell Ryan. I said his name backwards.
Hello.
Yes. Hey, how are y'all?
Jeez.
That was so weird.
Yeah, we heard ourselves.
Up? Yeah, that's what I thought.
How did we hear ourselves?
Anyway, so let me finish, please.
Okay, fine.
So I decided I was going to make dinner for my guys here and, of course, my children. So I do have to take some home to them because they haven't even been able to eat any.
The hell with the children?
Well, I do need to feed them. Although one of them was like, I don't want it. I don't know why you made it. Why don't you listen to us when we tell you no? I'm like, because I'm not caring about your feelings at the moment. Obviously, I'm caring
and
about
your
my
mom.
Feelings.
You're the boss.
He's fully eating a hamburger.
What do you say? I missed it. Is this
He's
a real
fully
show?
Getting hamburger.
Yeah, right. I'll beat him.
Brad, is this a real show? Yes.
Hey, Drea. Oh, hell no. What's up, dog?
No, it's fake.
It's fake. This is the fake show. No, it's not. Hey, Tammy. No, so I literally made a humongous pan of lasagna, and I brought salad for my lovies.
Wow. So we're getting spoiled, Russell.
Yeah.
Love it. I love lasagna. I made a chicken spinach, like white cheese, all white cheese spinach chicken lasagna the other day. It was so good. So good.
Gosh, I totally need that recipe. I need to try that one.
You should try. Oh, thank you for the applause. Thank you. You should try my Mexican lasagna.
Ooh, Mexican lasagna.
Ooh, I love those too.
Yeah, that sounds delicious too. I've never tried that one. The boys probably would eat that one.
John, really? Flushing the toilet on me over there. What the hell?
But it's the bottom of a bottle of John Barleycorn.
Yeah, and sorry, you were actually hearing yourself back because I wanted to tell you, Ted, real quick, that you actually made it to the unbelievable soundboard for mentioning us on the show. Where are you? I've got a great clip of you, and you weren't – that wasn't technical problems. You were
– in fact, Russell Ryan's on here saying, yeah, ask women.
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
Oh, like, what the hell?
Oh, my God, that is amazing.
That's cool.
Yeah, thanks. There's another one, too. I have to find it. Oh, where is it? Here we go.
I'm Russell Ryan. I said his name backwards.
And people have already requested it in our polls a few times. They want the Ryle Russell. I said his name backwards. They love it.
Oh, my God. No, that's hysterical. Yeah, because I have Brandon Hitt on here going, is that Ryle Russell? Oh, that's hysterical. Brendan says food again. I don't have it up here with us. It's literally downstairs, and that's all I can smell.
Right.
Can you guys smell it? I can smell it.
Hey, Mr. Russell. See, I'm doing it now.
He's doing it again.
Robert.
Yeah, there we go.
Brendan is laughing hysterically. He's like, ha, ha, ha.
Okay, guys, so make sure you're taking this poll down at the bottom. If you had to choose one out of three places to investigate, which one would be your choice?
Brandon,
the first one is the Queen Mary at 20%, Dracula's Castles at 47%, and the Aztec Ruins is at 33%.
Other cracks.
I mean, I guess if I would get a vote, I got to say Dracula's Castle.
Dude, smell it.
Someone asked me that a second ago, but but Dracula's Castle for sure, and you've even got the Joshua P. Warren lore with it. You can come back and you can sell Dracula necklaces to people. If just bring a little dirt back, it's like as far as investment wise, probably the best place to investigate.
I don't know. Is that actually a good idea? Because or is that more like the don't bring the Hawaii lava or sand back because Pele will get you? Is it Dracula will get you if you bring dirt from?
I mean, ask John. John's been to the castle,
I'm sure he did not.
I'm sure
pick
he
up
brought
some
something
dirt back.
You didn't bring anything back,
dude. So I think I said Brandon, and it's Braden Hitt. I'm sorry, Braden. Look it.
Guess that makes him part human, part chicken.
That's
Do you know which voice that is?
That sounded like a comedian.
No, that's Mr. What? Go ahead.
Oh, you say yeah. You get let her give her one more chance. It came quick.
Okay.
Guess that makes him part human, part chicken.
No, I'll give you a hint. He was a wrestler.
A wrestler. Was it Hulk Hogan?
No. And a movie star.
And a movie star.
And
a rock.
And a
governor. Oh. Okay, hang on. Hang on, I know this one. Oh, God. It was Thompson?
No.
No, I thought it was Jesse Ventura from Conspiracy Theory. Jesse Ventura.
Oh, yeah, Jesse Ventura.
Mm. Yeah.
Heather told me to tell, she goes, oh my God, tell the kids to eat the damn mac and cheese.
So, you know, Russell, you got your little soundboard going, and John's up here. He's got one too, but he's just kind of like playing his video game now. I think he's thinking you've got the soundboard working. So
I like his soundboard. I like that he can make.
Yeah, I'll keep it going.
Already.
You
so
didn't
quickly.
Give me enough stuff to play with. Most of what I have here are commercials. Boring.
Boring. I don't know. He's making them on the spot, John.
Yeah,
you're
well,
slacking.
He's got a sampler. I don't have a sampler.
I need a sampler. Platter.
ET. Extraterrestrial. Indeed.
Okay.
Indeed.
Okay, so let's kind of introduce, because we're doing this here, and it's like the people that are showing up on the shit. I didn't even get to the other pages.
No, you haven't. I haven't even put mine up on my. I haven't even.
Okay, so
can you smell what the sin is cooking?
Yeah, there you go. All right, guys. So what we're doing tonight, believe it or not, is we are talking with Russell Ryan, who is the host of the Unbelievers podcast.
Hi, Timothy.
Now,
hi, Jamie.
I used to listen to the Unbelievable podcast, and then they went off the air.
Right.
And
hi, Brad.
Now the listeners,
yeah,
you know, you can correct me if I'm wrong, Russell.
Hey, Rob.
But the listeners actually created this podcast.
Hi, Brendan. Yeah. I'm listening. Yes.
Yeah. Well, you're like people's names. While
I am.
Talking.
You're talking and I'm
bitch.
Doing it.
God
son
damn it.
Ryle Russell. Russell Ryan. I said his name backwards.
That was so freaking funny.
Oh,
I can't
my
even.
Goodness.
I can't even.
Yeah.
So, oh my God, the Jaws theme. LOL.
Okay.
I have my earbuds.
So, anyways, I reached out to Russell and I really, he's one of the new GVPI members. Oh. I wanted to bring him on the show as well to see how things are going and talk about the Unbelievable podcast.
I know, because you
and
love
the Unbelievers podcast.
Right.
And they all have this kind of love for the paranormal too, but these guys, Russell, I love that you guys are like mountain monster followers.
Love it so much. That was one of the early things we took on, and it ended up being a two-parter. The first thing we did was the Psychic Sasquatch. That's why when you had Lyle Blackburn on, I had to poke in myself and ask him about Psychic Sasquatch, and he kind of squashed it. But that was one of my favorite mountain monsters when they go and they have to actually use their minds instead of their brawn for once, and of course ends badly.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I'm
hysterical.
I just
I just
who the hell.
And we did a very recent one about the Grassman, and we learned this about Grassman.
Before his ass stuck out, I seen his ass.
They saw his ass. They saw Grassman's ass.
Wait, so did it look like a human ass or was it a furry ass?
It had to be a furry one and a rather big one. I mean, just he was impressed with it, he says.
Before his ass stuck out, I seen his ass.
There you go. That's Bigfoot. But, yeah, no, I love the mountain monsters. They are, like, just their approach to it. They don't seem to take it too seriously. But at the same time, they do have the humor to pull it off and make almost believable things. I was stunned to learn about the mountain monsters have never actually fired their guns once. That is a part of the show. No. They always carry guns, but they've never fired them.
Right, right. And then the guy that's running, like if you watch the new one, the guy that's running the show now, buck. I mean,
well, I was going to watch it the other day. I happened to see it, and I've never seen it.
He must weigh a good 450, 500 pounds.
Well, the commercial I saw, he goes, I'm not doing anything with him unless he puts a shirt on. That just made me chuckle.
But you know, the thing is that show is they're all actors. It's not like it's a real.
Oh, they
you know,
are.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, no.
I
if you look at
them,
all actors. No.
Oh.
So,
well,
you know.
Except Wild Bill. I think Wild Bill is Wild Bill 24/7. I don't think that is a persona. I crossed his path at Mothman, and he commanded as much respect as he does. I mean, he was just marching down the street like he was the king of the Mothman. It was wonderful.
Right, right. Well, he's.
Oh, wait. Brad Galbraith just said, I heard a rumor that Russ is going to quit, but another unbeliever is going to start the Unbelievers Unbelievable. The Unbelievers Podcast 3.
What's that all about?
Oh, no. Am I out already? I've gotten too big time.
Why would I lie about something like that?
No, I don't. Yeah, come on. Bring it on, Brad, a.k.a. Sharky Xmas and some other names, possibly. No.
Is he trying to make trouble and he's just trying to steal your job?
No, I think a spinoff podcast of a spinoff podcast would be amazing. I would love to listen to that. I would be their number one listener. I really would. But we would keep doing our show too and let them copy everything, like just the topics, everything, like a cover band.
Like a cover band of a cover band.
There is no way that they could do that.
That's what we were afraid of becoming was a cover band. So I was like, we just got to do our own like topics. Like if we got to go to the bottom of the barrel of some of these weird shows. Like we love mountain monsters, so we assumed that swamp monsters would be just as great. And we're like, we went in full force. We're like, we're doing the Grunch. Oh, they got these great. We got halfway through. I was like, why are we doing this? Oh no, it's too late. We have to do this. And then I was like, wait, this show only lasted 3 episodes? These are no mountain monsters.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it sucks. Swamp monsters were not the same. It just sucked.
Oh,
yeah, and it sucks because I'm from Louisiana. So I was like, this is like the hometown mountain monsters, but no likable characters. The one likable character was the dog who got maybe 5 seconds of screen time and squandered.
That's hysterical.
Yeah. I mean, it was not a very good show.
Look at what it says for Heather's name. It says Heather's an anniversary follower.
Wow, I've never seen that before.
I haven't either. Yay, Heather!
What the hell does that mean?
Well, it must be her anniversary.
It's a Paratalk Radio Cake Day. Happy Cake Day. Happy anniversary, Heather. And for that one, I will give you.
I think your brain is a shooting star, so very funny.
You're a shooting star, Heather.
Oh my
back
God,
to you, Cindy.
I love that.
Oh, back to you, Cindy.
Oh my God, I love you so much.
Oh God, here
Russell,
we go.
I mean, we can call you Ryle Russell or Russin, whatever he calls you.
Oh sure, call me either one. And I mean, I might be looking for a job. So Ted, stay on your heels tonight. Me and Cindy might have to do our own side project because we're I might be out of a show. I don't know what's going on with these guys. The second I go on another show, this happens.
Russell Ryan. I said his name backwards.
That's going to crack
well,
me up.
Well, you know what? If I have to lose you to Russell Ryan Russell or whatever I called him there, if I have to lose you, I guess I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Well,
listen, you would cry.
I would?
Yeah.
I would cry. Did you, I posted a video of us.
I did see it.
Oh, you did see it. What did you think?
The one that it was doing the, there was the one with the nose.
Us sleeping in the laundromat.
Wait, what?
No, I didn't see it then. Yeah, when we were sleeping in the laundromat waiting for our clothes.
No, so what you're saying is, let me clarify for you, peep. What he's saying is, he took a video of me, maybe closing my eyes for a moment, at the freaking laundromat while we were in Ithaca.
Yeah.
You're such a brat.
It was us together.
But when we did it together.
Yes.
Okay, then I'm all right.
Yeah, because we did it, you know.
We did it.
We did it.
We did it. We did it. Now it's like Dora the Explorer.
I'm just sitting here.
You're seeing, ask women.
Yeah. Thanks, Ted.
Ask women.
Ask women.
Well, you know.
That's hysterical.
I love the Unbelievers podcast, or the, Unbelievable podcast. It was like the only one that I listened to besides our own. And then, you know, Russell, you guys took over, or well, created the Unbelievers. And I have to admit, I listen to it at work, but I don't get to listen to all of it. I get to listen to about 40% of it, 40 or 50%. And you guys crack me up just as much as they did.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, it was a hard decision to, like, to come in out of the wake. I mean, of course, we're just all really, really huge fans of Unbelievable Podcast. I mean, you probably saw the bump. I know when you had Brian on this show, we tried to come in force just to, like, show our support. But there's just kind of a very, very rabid fan base just for a podcast. It was a unique little community kind of built up. And I don't think any of us wanted to see it just end like that. So I was like, I even went on the last show. I was like, look, it will never be as good as the other one, but we'll try. And we just want to kind of keep the same spirit of the silliness, the more silly things, but we do some serious stuff too. But like, just keep, there's so much fun stuff in the paranormal world to find and upsetting and weird stuff. But we try to keep it as light as we can. And yeah, we love doing it.
Yeah. I mean, and you guys, you have a really good relationship with the other two there with you. Now, do you guys switch out? Are they always different?
Are they switch hitters? Is that what you're saying?
No. They're always the same people that you're having as like your co-hosts, right?
Well, we have a couple people that that aren't on every episode, like Jude Prestia and Brendan Shea from Serial Spirits. But the core of it is myself and Drea Mora are the hosts. We're the Ted and Ted and Cindy of the Unbelievable World, and we have our producer Rob. So you have your producer. We have our producer, but our producer talks a lot more. So he's kind of a host. He's become pretty much a host at this point. So it's like he just, what are you going to tell him? The guy's cutting the show. He's getting, he's helping with everything. Come on, you can pipe up a little more. But yeah, we're kind of the three main, and we got a couple other hosts.
You should see the look on his face.
Go ahead, John. Take it away.
No, I'm good. I'm good. Over here being quiet and silent and invisible.
We just call him Invisible John.
Yeah, I mean, he does a good job.
Oh no,
lies.
I will say, I'll say, and Rob's probably listening, but I don't think I ever said this. We did think he was just a producer when we were first doing it. I remember doing a first episode, and like he talked a couple of times. I remember being like, could you thinking he wasn't gonna be a part of the show, but he just so naturally became that. Like Rob has become indispensable, man. That guy's the best.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and you guys, what the hell episode was it? I'm trying to remember. But you guys did one on Dogmen too, like we did. And there was quite a few of them that you guys did that.
The Unbelievable Podcast did a few Dogmen. Those are so great, especially the call-ins to George Norrie about the Dogmen, where they've seen him riding the bus. And, they're talking about going to beat up Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top. Like, his open line just completely fell apart. Total chaos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
George Norrie, we respect and love Art Bell, but George Norrie just does not command that same, like, respect even from the listeners. Like, his show can get taken over at any second. We recently did a Ouija board special. And I don't know if you guys remember this. He did this about 12 years ago or something. George Norrie made a big event of using a Ouija board on live radio, and it was like a 3-hour, 4-hour build-up into him just going, you know what, gosh, I don't think I'm gonna do it. And he just wussed out, and he had to do open lines for an hour because he had no content. So he had to do open lines of people going, I just want to say, George, this is Phil in Wisconsin. I'm just really upset. We had a big party. Everybody brought beer.
We're here hanging out. You blew it, George. You blew it. He's like, okay, thanks a lot. And go to the next line. And you're sort of like, boo.
That's absolutely true, though. That Art Bell was one of those guys. I mean, he's absolutely – Russell's absolutely correct because he did. With Art Bell, if he didn't like something, he told you. And, you know, he was – I don't know how many times he called people out. But then there was a few times that he actually believed some of these people. And you were kind of like, come on, Art. You got to see through this. You guys, and at the end, he did. But
oh, yeah. Like the guy with the Bigfoot map. The guy who buried the body of Bigfoot and sent him maps and talked to him for years about it. He believed everything that guy said. I want to know where those maps are now since ours is dead.
Right. Did you ever listen to the one where this guy had a time machine?
Oh, yeah. John Teeter or Single Seven or what's the other one? Madman Markham. We've kind of tried to go through all of them. We did Single Seven, who said he was a time traveler from 2036, almost like John Teeter. But he was a great one. We did a whole episode on him. But, yeah, speaking of Art Bell and Bigfoot, I'll get hell if I don't say this.
I wish Bigfoot were my dad.
Okay, sorry. I had to get that in there.
Okay, Brendan says to ask Rob about rods.
Rods? Those rods, that was actually one of the things we loved. That was a recent topic, you know, the flying rods, those things that you see in camera images. It's like, because Brendan just likes them because...
Sky News 9 in 1999.
Those rods are huge, man.
He just likes those huge rods. That's the one.
Those rods are huge, man.
He goes out looking for them. He says they start flying around in your face and stuff. Around your mouth, and he just loves them. He just says,
those rods are huge, man.
He brings it up because he knows I do champion rods myself. I think that rods are one of the cooler, kind of neglected part of paranormal right now. It's like ever since digital technology came out, just rods have left us. So we got to bring them back, rods.
Yeah.
Bring them back.
Exactly.
I don't know if our Facebook is
well,
still up.
I still see us. We're good.
Well, somebody just told me that they see me texting them, so
look. You just have to wait for it. Once in a while that glitches and I still haven't figured it out, but good. So let's get into like your what was the female's name again? I keep forgetting.
Drea.
My co-host is Drea. Sure. She's the Cindy or the Phoebe of our world. Drea is.
God, that is so Drea's funny. Are you saying
to think of it like that?
Friends, Phoebe.
I mean, I think all the best shows, you can't just be a guy fest. It's like that is so essential to like a balanced show and doing, you know, having four dudes are not going to have a different enough perspective to make things interesting, or even three. So it's nice to Dre is someone I met when we were still just manic fans of the show. And when they were finishing up doing the Tournament of Aliens, a few of us were working really hard to put a book together. We did the Tournament of Aliens visual guide. This full color, full artist, everything covered on the Unbelievable podcast, every species of alien or cryptid that was all in the tournament. So we kind of became friends through that because she took on a lot of writing duty with that too. And she's just one of those people I could tell, like, okay, yeah, she's kind of like a next level with this stuff as far as knowledge goes. Like, she's just as passionate as the most passionate of us. So it was just a natural fit. And she,
she's
great. And
go ahead.
Cindy, she might take your gig. Not take your gig, but she's kind of up there with you. We kind of just brought out. We did a Patreon episode, and I actually had my first tarot reading. She read cards, and she's been doing it for a while. We don't really mention it much on the show, but, it was a lot of fun to do that. I see that you do sessions and stuff.
Hello, Drea.
Okay, I need to say what Michael Shields put on here because it's taken me a lot longer to go through everything. So it says, they're every bit as good as Unbelievable. Even I had my doubts initially. Shame on me. That was so nice, Michael.
Yeah, that was nice.
Fantastic.
I'm not going to shame you, Michael. I appreciate it, though. I would have the same amount. I would have those doubts, too. If a show I love so much and I was like, who are these posers coming along? They're not comedians. They are not Hollywood frangy. They're not any of this. Why do they think they can just copy it? But I've learned that
apples stored with green tomatoes will hasten the ripening process.
Thank you. That's for you, Mike.
Oh, see, these guys work on their you know, I don't know. They're funny as shit most of the time. And that's what I like about
them.
I didn't
know shit was funny.
Ha ha ha, step in it.
What? No, it's smelly.
It is smelly. Hey, I almost slipped on that bear scat in the backyard, remember?
You almost?
Almost slid. I hit it and kind of went about 4 feet, but slid, yep. But,
he slid, man.
I seen his ass.
I love all the clips that they do all the time. You know, it's funny as shit.
I don't have to do this on my own show. I've just got to be the one to try to silence it. So I feel like a little extra freedom tonight where I'm like, hey, I'm not steering shit. I can derail this at will. But sorry, go on.
Oh, thank you. So Rob just clarified for me, Cindy, Phoebe is the co-host of the Unbelievable podcast.
Right.
Thank you.
Yes, Phoebe is. Yeah.
Because I thought you were talking about Friends.
Oh,
Phoebe.
No.
Yeah, sorry. Explain. Yeah, that's an easy thing to say, and I don't think you want that. If you had to pick a friend, which please don't make me pick, but yeah, I could see the easy confusion there.
So funny. Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know your podcast the way Teddy knows it.
Hello, David Seiler.
I never have time to get to the podcast that I always would love to be able to get to.
Right.
Never.
Well, yeah. Paranormal
and especially hosting. When you do your own show too, it's kind of hard to want to listen to anything kind of in the same genre. I'm like, if I'm going to hear something and then I'm going to ape it and then is it not, you know, I find myself being nervous about that. Like I don't listen to other paranormal shows except when I'm home on Monday night and I've got my phone in front of me and I'm mad about the week, I sit and watch Paratalk Radio.
Love it when you're
hey,
mad
where's
about
our
the
sampler,
week.
Man? We need that.
Yeah, we need that.
There's our little commercial.
Yeah,
we need that.
Because okay, so I have to say hi to a couple more people because
right.
I have Steve Brandt that came on, and I have some more. Rob joined also.
Hemon's here.
Yeah.
Wait,
talking about Hemon? Hemon, real quick. I want to say.
Said mommy, master of the universe. He-Man is.
Okay. Hi, He-Man.
Wait, which one is He-Man?
Oh, the Master of the Universe?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, He-Man?
Yeah,
yes.
He-Man.
Okay. Well, I know, but who is
Oh, I thought it was anyway saying it.
Wait, what?
Oh, that's Mike Henry.
I thought y'all were talking. Oh, yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I was
At least
talking.
He's not.
The master of the universe.
Oh my God. Okay, let's see. Okay, Andrea's on here. Not Andrea, just Andrea. Michael Shields. Who was the other Mike you just said?
Mike Henry. Yep.
I want to say
Mike Henry. Hey, shout out to Mike Henry.
David Seiler, Edna McClain.
Yep.
For Thomas, sorry. I think I'm caught up now.
And you know what? I didn't even go to the other one. So there's probably people over on the other video cast and they're probably pissed off at me now.
Okay, and if you are stalking, why don't you come and say hi in here?
Yeah, exactly.
So we can say hi.
Stalk on purpose, but you have to say hi.
Right. I mean, if you're going to be the cable guy,
yeah, why not?
And
the cable guy.
If you're going to be the cable guy and creep, you might as well just let us know you're there.
Hello, Amy Green. She's over on WLFE DB Radio. So
WLFE
video
DB
Hello.
Radio.
Let me see here. I'm trying to get to all of these. There is. I only did three extra pages.
That's
so
me. Sorry.
Yeah. So
skirt, skirt.
I didn't want to do a lot of extra ones because we're having a hard time keeping up with some of this stuff lately.
What's that?
And it's a Monday. You know, all these guys, everyone's angry. It's a Monday night. They're home. They're looking at their phones. They're watching you guys. They're hearing me. They're just saying to themselves,
I wish Bigfoot were my dad.
That's all they can say.
That's petty, I feel.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I feel like you would say that.
I would say that.
You would.
I would.
I wish Bigfoot were my dad.
Bigfoot?
Bigfoot.
Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Bigfoot. That's so funny. Why is it bringing up? Oh,
I don't know. But so anyways, we are over on Genesee Valley Paranormal Investigators page as well, guys. So you can find us there. So you have live video streaming hitting four pages simultaneously right now. So, yeah. So it's all magic.
We're coming at you four different ways. Hey, Johnny Robbins.
Tyler Wright. Hello, Mr. Tyler. So yeah, they're all on here. So
those rods are huge, man. That...
Wait, what's huge?
His rods are huge, man.
Did you see what I did?
Yes, I saw that. So all right.
Oh,
so you guys...
I'm not about something like that.
All right, sorry. Yeah, I want to thank everyone. Hey, yes, we're on Facebook too. Like, we're like, even if you're not the hugest fan of the show, come to the Unbelievable Podcast Network over on Facebook. I try to get all of them as many as I could to come in the chat tonight too. So I want to say shout out to all you unbelievers out there.
Yeah,
well
Raya
said she's at work. She said she's still at work.
To everyone watching the MTV VMAs tonight, man, you are missing out, all right? The radio gold's going on. You're not going to like anything up there. That's the Illuminati agenda you're going to see on that MTV stage tonight. That might have to be an episode. But I don't even know if I could even sit through it to watch it. You want to watch Old Town Road for 2 hours?
Oh, God. Please, don't make me.
Yeah, well.
They make everyone in the audience has to do a chorus to it, too. So it just never stops. Every star, Elton John has a verse now. It's insane.
It's like little razor blades on my skin as soon as somebody starts singing it. I'm sorry, that's mean. I'm just kidding.
Wow.
Yeah, anyone with a kid in their life with YouTube in the last 2 months has definitely been subjected to. I see it in your face. Yeah.
I have been.
Hey, ain't nobody tell you nothing, you know.
Okay, so yeah. I've got to ask because I want to know, like. We know with Brian, you know, why they wanted to. You know.
Hello? Hello? I think I lost you. Hey. What happened? Hello. Yes, I'm calling in.
My name is Jeff.
Hello. Answer me. Ouija board. They are? I can't hear anything. I'm sorry. I cannot hear you guys. I'm just sitting here singing Ouija board. You can hear me. Hello, I'm calling in for Russ.
My name is Jeff.
Yes. Hello.
My name is Jeff.
Hello? No. What's up? Yo. Hello, is someone there? Hello.
Okay. Why don't I just dial?
Them, not me.
Alert, check your beer label for this testosterone night.
Nice.
Fileconverter.com.